F4.
Number 14B.
So he gives four proofs for his messiahship. The first proof is from the point of view of the Word. When we come to the Word, it's usually John the Baptist who is roaming in the realm of the Word. The witness of John the Baptist is true, but it lasts only for a season. John says it in this way: John bears witness unto the truth, and the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. He said what John the Baptist said, that I am the Christ, is true. Because he had high respect in one way of John the Baptist, because he knew he was also a child of promise. Just at the same time as Jesus was born as a child of promise. So John the Baptist was a child of promise from Elizabeth and Zechariah. And so he was also from above, so to say, but he just couldn't make the grade. But he accepts that what John the Baptist was saying, that he was saying, after me comes one who is really the Christ. So his witness is truth. He was really a burning and shining light. Can you see how much Jesus valued John the Baptist? He could value the Word. And ye were willing for a season, that's interesting, for a season, to rejoice in his light. You see, not eternally. Jesus came to give eternal life. John the Baptist only came for a season. As we have seen, if we stay with the Word decreases and vanishes. That if we are not going further, then the Word decays and disappears. And you know, in those many, many decades that I have been following John Dorley's teaching, I have seen that over and over and over. All the students that were very hot, really were burning and shining, were really putting all their heart into what? Into researching the seven synonymous terms making great lists of the ideas, characterizing the seven synonymous term with all their heart, with a lot of time, with a lot of energy. That went for a season. And if they couldn't get to the Christ, to the calculus, they faded out. And the wind blows over it and their place is no more known. They faded out. And that is a very good experience to have, because it makes one realize that we can't play with Christian Science. One has to go the whole way. You can't just go a little bit along the way. It doesn't work. So, though he was a burning and shining light, you only could follow him for a season, for a while. Then comes the demand to go forward. So also, you see, if we take up Christian Science and can't see the healing aspect of Christian Science from the point of view of science, but go way back just to the mental argument, just go back to the Word and to the mental argument, to the letter, and begin to practice on that low level of affirming truth and denying error and using all the mental arguments as they did at the beginning of Christian Science. If they don't grow out of that sense and take on the Christ altitude and attitude, they fade out. They fizzle out. They can't stand. So this is the first proof that he had from John the Baptist, and said, from the point of view of the Word, I have a witness. And that witness is true. But what about from the point of view of the Christ? So he goes to the second witness, 36, that the works of Jesus bear witness, that they are the proofs, the works that he did. He says, but I have greater witness than that of John. So he shows the difference between John and Jesus and says, I have greater witness. What is Jesus' witness? He says, for the works that the Father has given me to finish, see, the works that the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me, but the Father has sent me. Now he gives the proof that the Father has sent him. John the Baptist couldn't give that proof that the Father had sent him. But he says, I give you the proof that the Father has sent me, that I come from God, because the works that the Father does, I do too. I give you the proof of the works. That's my witness. And he has, you see, he compares, so to say, also the works of Moses and the works of Jesus. You see, that in the Old Testament we had the law also. But after the law must come also grace in the New Testament. So we have to have really the works of the grace of truth. Okay, then he goes and says, I have a third proof. And that third proof is again, has again the tone of Christianity, because we have said Christianity is what? That we bring always every idea back to its origin. That we bring the ideas back to God, or bring evil back to animal magnetism, trace it back to animal magnetism. And so he too, he says, and the Father himself, which has sent me, that has borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. Ye have not his word abiding in you. You have not his word abiding in you. Can you hear the Christianity sense? The word, Christ, is not in you, in the focal point of Christianity. For whom he has sent, him ye believe not. So he has a third proof and says, okay, I have a third proof. You don't have it. Because you don't believe really in the Father nor in me, you can't see that proof. But I myself have it. Within me I have the proof. I know that I have come from the Father, I have heard his voice, and I have seen his form, his shape, and therefore his work abides within me. So he gives the witness, the proof, that he comes from the Father. That's his proof. And as he comes from the Father, he could give the fourth proof, the fourth witness. Because the Father is that which was ruling all through the Old and New Testament. He was not just the Father of the New Testament, he was also the God of the Old Testament. And so he said, the Scriptures testify of the ever-appearing of the Christ. The Scriptures give evidence, give proof that I am the Christ. And we see that in the Gospel of John, compared with the other Gospels, John is the one that refers back to the Old Testament more than all than the Synoptics. He has about 26 references to the Old Testament, and usually there were references which would show that also already in the Old Testament they were prophesying the nature and the experience of the Christ, of the Messiah. They already said that the bones will not be broken. They already said that he would be crucified. They already said that he would ride on an ass into Jerusalem. They all had foreseen, so to say, every aspect of Jesus' main aspect of Jesus' life. And so he can easily say, look here, I am come and fulfill what the Scriptures have said, what the Messiah would be. So I have really the proof in the Scriptures. So he says, 39, search the Scriptures. He said, look into the Scriptures. For in them ye think to have eternal life. You look for the Scriptures because they were talking about eternal life. They were talking about the last day of judgment, where the dead would be raised and the others went down to hell. And so, the last judgment. And so he said, the Scriptures were telling about the new life, about eternal life. And they are they who testify of me. Said the Scriptures already testified of me. and he will not come to me that he might have life. He says, why don't you come to me when you see that all that was prophesied in the Old Script, in the Old Testament, is not now actually happened? So again he says, 41, I receive no honor from men. He doesn't want to have any honor from men. That's a difficult point, you know. One has to be careful that one is not put up on a pedestal, that one is not adored. To be put on a pedestal is the most dangerous thing, because it takes a lot of time to be on the pedestal. It takes only a second to fall down. And everybody who is on the pedestal will fall down, because that's not the truth of the Christ idea. So, I receive not honor from men. It's very difficult not to receive honor from men. We humans are built that way, that we like to receive honor from men. I know it. I'm just built that way too, you know. I like it when people say, well, that was a wonderful summer school. Well, I got a lot out of it. It does something to me, huh? And then I have to go back to my room and say, now, old chap, be careful, huh? Be careful. They put you on a pedestal and they say, think a lot about you. It takes very little, just a little sidestep, and you fall right down into the abyss and you are no more. So we always have to see that God is happy with us, that God testifies for me and not men, and not to believe in men. So I like it when you say it was a nice summer school. But I have to be careful. Huh? Everyone has to be careful. Yeah, it's dangerous. I am come in my Father's name. That would be wonderful. That we really can say, I go and teach a class or a summer school. I write the book, but only when I come in my Father's name and not in my name. And therefore, to have that attitude, to be still enough within oneself and ponder what one is going to present, and be still enough to hear God speak, and then we feel, I come in my Father's name and not in my name. But he received me not. He received honor one of another, yes, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only. So we have to see that God is happy about us and with us, that we receive honor from God, that we feel I have been transparent enough so that the message of God could shine through us. And that is our attitude as a scientist. We are at the point of the fourth proof of science. 46, for had he believed Moses, he would have believed me, for he wrote of me. There is a nice reference in Deuteronomy where Moses was speaking where he said, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and put my words into his mouth. He prophesied that already. And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. That's what Jesus did. So that was prophesied long ago, and he said, well, you believe in Moses, but you don't believe him. You are really very dualistic within yourself. You are believing one thing, but you don't obey it. You say, well, Moses, he was our great leader, Moses, what Moses said. And if he said something right, you don't believe in him. He was speaking of him. So can you see that here in the fourth one, he had a terrific witness. He had a terrific proof that he's really the Messiah, because he says, I'm fulfilling the scriptures. I'm fulfilling the whole Old Testament. And so in the same vein, Mrs. Eddy had that sense. She too felt or said that her mission was prophesied in the Bible. And there are various prophecies in the Bible, right down to Daniel and in Revelation and various other places, where it shows that according to various calculations, that in the year 1866, really the second appearing of the Christ would occur, and that others were calculating 1875, where Science and Health was written for the first time. Mrs. Eddy, as you know, refers in the prose work to those prophecies, so that she feels she has biblical authority to be really not he, not she, but Science and Health to be the second coming of the Christ. It isn't Mrs. Eddy that was prophesied, it is Science and Health that was prophesied. The idea of the Christ science was prophesied. And in that way we have to take it. All right, that's the Christ from the point of view of science, which means, if we recapitulate at last point again, John would say, yes, that Christ is really, or Jesus is really that Christ. He has four different witnesses. The first witness is that John the Baptist, from the point of view of the word, already said, here is the Lamb of God. Here comes really the Messiah, on whom the Holy Ghost rests. Then he could see from the second standpoint of the Christ that his work prove that he is the Christ, that his work speak for him, and that they were the proof. As a third one, he said, I have another proof of which the world does not know anything, but I have it. Namely, I have come forth from the Father. You don't know the Father, you have never seen him, you have never listened to him, you don't know him, but I know the Father, I have listened to him, and so I know that the Father has sent me. And the fourth proof was that he says, and look here, you believe in the Old Testament, and the Old Testament you think you have eternal life. Here I come and give you eternal life. All the scriptures themselves have testified of my coming, just as the scriptures have testified of the coming of science and health, of the Christ science. Yes, that's the story of the Christ. Under A, from the point of view, really, of the truth in absolute Christian science. Yes. Can you see how truth in absolute Christian science was working through that whole part A? It was always showing that the Christ calculus was something that came from above, from the truth, that truth just impelled the manifestation of the calculus on the human plane. That he came, so to say, as the power of manifestation. And he manifested himself first, as you know, as the revelation that said, you have to wed the word with the Christ, or else you are lost. It was second then that truth manifested itself as translation. It translated those sick people and healed them and saved them. It was all about healing. Then came the third point, that Christ as Christianity, and said that truth manifested itself in the human as bringing about the absolute coincidence and spiritual agreement between God and man. And then fourth, he would show that truth from the absolute Christian science manifested itself in Jesus as the interpretation of that Christ, and says, John the Baptist saw it already, then he could see, my works interpret that I am the Christ, that they show it I am the Christ. The Father has sent me and I know it, and the scriptures have always been prophesying my coming. So now the truth has revealed that, and now he has shown you how the Christ as a calculus is working. Yes. So one feels now, what is there more to be said? If you look at this part of A, you can see that he presented really the Christ as a matrix. as a 4x4 matrix, because every aspect of the 4 has within itself again the 4. Are you with me? Yes? Uh-huh. Good. So now, can't you see that this is, I think, a wonderful a symbolization. Instead of that, we just always talk about the Christ, that the Christ is the divine manifestation of God that comes to the flesh to destroy incarnate error. That's one sentence. And John tried to elaborate on that Christ idea and said there are many aspects about this statement. This is a general statement, but if you try to unfold that one statement, I can unfold it in the 4x4. And so you get the whole structure of a 4x4 matrix that is just symbolizing the one thing, what is the Christ idea? Yes. So we go on and come to B, which is showing this whole story from the aspect of love. Yes. So our epitome here, which we have under B, is in science as the Christ. We are still in science as the Christ in the candlestick. Now, love comes in, and it says, love enforces the universal acceptance of the divine infinite calculus of spirit. So while A has shown how that calculus works, B is showing that this calculus is a universal calculus and will be universally accepted. And so in the following four aspects of the Christ as the Word and Christ and Christianity and science, we get this terrific sense of the universal idea of the Christ idea. The very first thing that we encounter here is naturally again the aspect of the Word. How that Christ as the Word brings out a complete universal sense of that calculus. And it is depicted through two different experiences. The one is the feeding of the multitude, and the other experience is the walking on the water. These two have a common denominator, and we want to see if we find that common denominator. So we start out with Christ as Word. The Christ operates here as an unlimited, you get the universal sense, unlimited, ever-present, again, it's universal, divine, infinite calculus of spirit. It's I have the accent on spirit because we are in truth and spirit, and so she really, or he, John, is really introducing that calculus is a spiritual calculus, and that spirit is defined, that spirit is that which knows no limitation whatsoever. It has no material limitation, it has no limitation of space, it has no limitation of time. So that the space-time universe is here translated into a spiritual universe, doing away with matter, doing away with time, doing away with space, and doing away with energy. These four fundamental aspects of matter are discussed here. I don't want to start out because we have only 2 minutes. So we make here the break.